peak of the war in Iraq, there were 170,000 U.S. troops on the ground spread out in 500 bases. Last weekend, the last convoy of 500 American soldiers stepped into their vehicles and crossed the desert of southern Iraq headed for Kuwait. What did they leave behind? The BBC's Hugh Sykes, who has reported from Iraq in more than a decade, filed this report from Baghdad.
This is a place I wouldn't have stood calmly in the evening sunshine a few years ago. This is a place where there used to be running battles between the Mehdi army of Muqtada al-Sadr and the Americans. This is a main square in the middle of Sadr City. And there's a big poster up celebrating the departure of the Americans. On the left-hand side, it shows American soldiers in their combat fatigues running away across the desert into the distance. And on the right, it shows smiling Iraqi schoolchildren giving the V for victory sign. And the caption reads, "The Americans are leaving, but we're staying. Thanks to our government, our country has been liberated from occupation." And that's the almost universal sentiment that I've heard here in Sadr City this afternoon. Hardly any dissenting voices.
Bye-bye, America. Dead America. Down America. My people is my people. My country is my country.
Saad Mahmoud selling live chickens in Sadr City Market, surrounded by butcher's stalls and penned sheep awaiting their fate. But another man, Mohammed, was much more measured about the departing Americans, to the displeasure of some of the others listening.
So
they have done some good things, not all of them bad. They have done some good things.
But I think there's some disagreement here. You think that they did some good. You don't agree with that?
No, more of
I disagree with them. Actually, they haven't done anything good.
In 2005, I saw some of the good things that the Americans did here in Sadr City.
What are we looking at here?
We're looking at a water compact unit that provides purified water to Sadr City residents. This one right here, it provides up to 15,000 liters of water a day.
Lieutenant Colonel Jamie Gayton, economist and civil engineer with the U.S. 3rd Infantry.
In the dead of summer, we're handing out, dispensing all 15,000 liters of water every single day. And just knowing that they have access to good, clean water over here changes the whole attitude of the people in this area.
But it's events like this from 2006 that the others can't forget. Gunfire in Sadr City around dawn. American fighters flying low overhead. They say the Americans shot at them while they were trying to take the injured to hospital. U.S. forces denied that charge, but the resentment remains. In Sadr City this week, a man came up to me with footage from the internet on his mobile phone, recorded by an American unit as they waited for a bomb to be dropped on a target in Sadr City. The building that was crumpled that day is still there, wrecked on a Sadr City corner, and the American laughter still rings in many ears here.
That's the BBC's Hugh Sykes about the reporting on the Iraq that the United States leave behind after more than 8 years of war.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.